Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a future jungle bassline in Ableton Live 12 that feels alive, a little unstable, and still locked in hard with the drums. That's the whole game here. Feel and control. If the bass is too stiff, it sounds programmed. If it's too random, it falls apart. We want that sweet spot where the low end behaves like a real player with attitude. We're going to make a two-layer bass rock, keep the sub clean and boring on purpose, and let the mid layer carry the personality. Then we'll humanize the MIDI, shape the phrase so it breathes, and arrange it across 16 bars so it evolves like a proper drop instead of looping like a demo preset. First, start on a fresh MIDI track and create an instrument rack with two chains. The first chain is your sub. Load operator and set oscillator to a sine wave. Keep the envelope snappy. Instant attack, very short release, and no unnecessary sustain shape. If you want slides later, you can enable glide, but be subtle with it. Then put utility after it and make sure the sub is centered and mono. The sub should feel locked, simple and almost invisible as a sound source. If you notice the sub itself becoming interesting, that usually means it's doing too much work. Now build the second chain for the mid-bass. Load wave eatable and start with something saw or square-based. Then filter it down so it doesn't get too wide or too bright right away. Add saturator after it for density, then auto-filter, and then EQ8 to tame anything nasty. This mid layer is where the character lives. It can be a little nasty, a little nasal, a little ravey, as long as the sub stays stable underneath it. A good starting balance is to keep the operator chain lower in level, around -8 to -12 dB, and the wave-eatable chain slightly lower or around that zone too, depending on the sound. On the mid chain, you can push the saturator a few dB to add weight and edge. If the bass feels too wide, narrow the mid chain during the intro or verse parts, then open it up later in the drop. That contrast matters. Now let's write the bass line as a rhythm first, not as a melody. Future jungle bass lines work best when they answer the drums, so think in terms of punctuation. Don't fill every gap. Let the break speak. Start with a 1-bar or 2-bar loop. Put a root note on beat 1, then leave some space. Add an answer note on an offbeat, maybe just after the snare. Then finish the bar with a higher octave hit or a short pickup into the loop repeat. A simple shape could be a low note on the downbeat, a short response on the end of 2, then a brighter answer near the end of the bar. In bar 2, do something slightly different, maybe a lower response, then a rest, then a pickup into the next phrase. The key is to avoid making the bass constantly active. In jungle and drum and bass, silence is part of the groove. A short gap before the loop returns can hit harder than another note. Now humanize the MIDI. This is where it starts to feel performed instead of copied. In Ableton Live 12, go into the MIDI editor and vary the note lengths, velocities, and timing just enough to create life. We're not trying to wreck the grid, just loosen it up. Try shifting some notes slightly late by a few milliseconds, maybe 5 to 15 ms. Pull a transition note slightly early if it needs urgency. Vary velocities by around 10 to 25 points so repeated notes don't feel cloned. If you have a repeated figure, make every second or fourth note a little quieter. Then make the first note after a rest hit harder. That's a big one. The first note after silence always feels bigger when it lands with intent. For the sub, keep velocity fairly consistent. The sub should be solid and dependable. On the mid layer, you can be more expressive. Accented response notes can go higher in velocity, while pickup notes can be softer, so the phrase feels like it's leaning forward. Now shape the sound so each layer has a job. On the sub chain, keep processing minimal. If there's any unwanted low rumble, clean it out with EQ8 below about 25 to 30 Hz. Keep it mono and centered. Don't widen it. Don't decorate it. Just let it hit. On the mid-bass chain, use auto filter to control the aggression. Start with the cutoff fairly low. If you want a darker intro, then automate it open as the phrase builds. Saturator can add grit and presence, but don't overdo it. If the upper mids get harsh, use EQ8 to carve out some of the bite around the 2.5 to 5 kHz zone. We want menace, not ear fatigue. A really good future jungle move is to use one layer for weight and the other for threat. The sub gives you pressure. The mid gives you personality. That's the division of labor. Now let's make it breathe with automation. Instead of leaving the bass the same for the whole section, change one thing every 2 or 4 bars. Open the filter a little at the end of a phrase. Add a bit more saturator drive in the second half of the drop. Narrow the width during the intro and widen it later. Tiny changes make the phrase feel like it's evolving in real time. A strong pattern might be darker and more filtered for bars 1 to 4, then slightly more open for bars 5 to 8, then maybe a higher octave response or extra note in bars 9 to 12, and finally a more dramatic end section in bars 13 to 16 with a filter surge or a short stop before the phrase loops. That last little pause can be huge. A 1/16th or 1/8th dropout before the repeat can make the next hit feel massive. Now build call and response. This is where the bass starts talking to itself. Repeat the motif, but change one thing each time. Maybe the first pass stays low and dark. The second pass moves one note up an octave. The third pass removes one note to create space. And the fourth pass ends with a longer hold or a short pickup. That small mutation is what makes the line feel intentional and alive. If your drums are running a busy break, especially in a min-style pattern, use the bass to answer the snare accents instead of crowding them. The bass doesn't need to hit on every strong drum moment. In fact, leaving some of those moments open often makes the whole thing feel bigger. Once the MIDI phrase is feeling good, resample the mid bass to audio. This is a great advanced move because it lets you edit the phrase like a performance. Consolidate the best 4 or 8 bars, duplicate it, and use one copy as your main phrase. On another copy, chop in a little fill at the end of the bar, maybe reverse a tiny tail, or mute one hit before a drop return. Audio gives you a different kind of control, and it often sounds more committed and gritty. You can also use beat repeat very sparingly on a single resampled hit, if you want a little glitch tension. Keep it short and precise. Don't turn the whole bassline into a digital mess. One surgical repeat is usually enough. Now let's arrange it like our real track, not just a loop. A strong 16-bar drop might look like this. Bars 1 to 4 establish the main motif with a solid sub and moderate density. Bars 5 to 8 add an extra note or an octave response. Bars 9 to 12 introduce a fill or a more open filter moment. Bars 13 to 16 pull one note away, add a short stop, then bring the phrase back with more drive. Think of every 4 bars as a mini story. Establish, intensify, twist, release. If every section is doing the same thing, the drop will feel flat, but if you make one change every 4 bars, the listener feels motion without getting lost. And don't forget to leave room for DJ mixing. In the outro, strip the bass back to sub plus a few rhythm hits. In the intro, maybe tease the bass with a filtered stab or a single note before the full drop arrives. That kind of arrangement awareness makes the whole track more usable. Now check the low end like you're on a club system. Put utility on the bass group and toggle mono. The sub should stay centered and stable. Compare the bass by itself with the drums. If the kick is fighting the sub, shorten the note a little or carve a tiny space with EQ. If the snare loses punch, check the 180 to 400 Hz area and make room there before touching the sub. That snare body and bass midrange can blur fast in jungle, so keep an ear on that zone. A really important mindset here is that the bass should feel smaller when soloed and bigger when the drums come in. If it sounds huge alone, but weak in context, the arrangement or the mid layer probably needs tightening. Sometimes the fix is simply less width, less clutter, or fewer notes. A few coach notes before you keep going. Think in drum punctuation, not note count. Use intentional inconsistency so each pass changes one thing. Keep the sub boring on purpose. Mute the bass for at least one phrase if you want a bigger impact later. And use short reference checks against a commercial track, just 20 or 30 seconds at a time, to compare density and phrasing. If you want a more advanced variation, try alternating between 2 bass personalities. One can be darker and filtered, the other more open and aggressive. Swap them every 4 or 8 bars. You can also make a ghost response layer by duplicating the mid bass, filtering it heavily, and tucking it way down in the mix. That can add size without clutter. Another great move is to give the phrase one surprise event per section. That could be a short mute, a reversed hit, an octave jump, or a chop tail. Just one surprise is enough if it lands in the right place. Too many, and the groove stops feeling inevitable. Here's the big takeaway. In future jungle, space is power. The bassline should breathe, answer the drums, and evolve over time. Keep the sub clean. Let the mid layer carry the attitude. Humanize with control. Arrange with purpose. And when the phrase starts to feel like a performance instead of a loop, you're in the zone. For your practice, build a 2-layer rack, write a 2-bar motif with only a handful of notes, humanize it. Automate the filter, duplicate it into an 8-bar phrase, make a change every 2 bars, resample the mid bass, and check everything in mono. If you can make that feel musical and club safe, you've got the core of a serious future jungle bassline. All right, let's dive in and make it hit.